Divine order eternally. Divine order eternally. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Divine order eternally. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, no matter what I think, no matter how I act, I know divine order eternally is manifest, is revealed, and is active in my world. Yes, I have all sorts of exciting adventures taking place in my life. I have exciting adventures where I drive 100 miles or more round trip into town to do my shopping or to do my calling, and it's no problem at all. I'm the ideal chauffeur. I'm the ideal adventure, the ideal experience, and eternally so. No matter what the adventure is in my life, I am always happy and joyful about it. I watch each adventure that takes place, and I think to myself, how wonderful. I'm observing it as an observer, looking on and making sure that I'm always having my finest and best thoughts active in whatever I'm doing. And not only as an observer, I'm a participant. I'm participating in this activity. I'm looking at this activity and I'm saying, yes, this is wonderful, this is great, this is fantastic. Yes, everything I do is wonderful, great, and fantastic, no matter what it is. I put it in my heart, I put it in my soul, I put it in my being, and I realize that it is done now. It is wonderfully done now. It is marvelously done now. It is perfectly done now. But only done now because I recognize that it is me who is in charge of every experience in my life. It is me who makes the decisions for everything to be right or beneficial. It makes my decision, my thought, my attitude, my way of looking at life what it's all about. No matter what it is, it doesn't really matter. I am in charge. And I say, my world is balanced and harmonious. And I look at my world, and I see it balanced and harmonious. Yes, I see my world balanced and harmonious. No matter what it is all about, no matter what it is doing, no matter which one of the news publications I read, Popular Science, Scientific American, Smithsonian Institute, Saturday Evening Post, whatever I read, Business Week, it doesn't matter. I look at these publications and I say to myself, I surround you with my pure white light of love. I see all of your reports, harmonious, joyful, beautiful. I see everything that you write about, everything that you include in your publications, the highest and the best for all humanity. Whatever might be a trying situation in the world, we surround it with my pure white light of love, and it is peace. We surround it with your pure white light of love, and it is peace. Because we are each the creator of our individual worlds. That's why the worlds are so diverse. That's why the worlds are so unique and beautiful. We each create them in a wonderful, marvelous way. We each create them in the manner that suits our individual personality, that suits our individual calling, that suits us in every possible way. Everyone doesn't buy the same kind of dog. The dogs come in a great variety of breeds and non-breeds. And these dogs are wonderful. Mongrels, they usually say, are the easiest to raise and the friendliest and the nicest type of dog because they're a mixture of the best parts of many dogs. And yet, the fine purebred dogs are wonderful too because they, you know what depend upon them. You know what they're doing. You know what they're living like. You know what their world is like. And it's wonderful. All of life is wonderful. It's not a matter of whether it's a purebred or whether it's a mongrel. It doesn't matter whether it's a thought that comes up in our mind under any purpose. We may look out of the surrounding hills, and we may see all of the... As I lived in Newport Beach in Corona del Mar, and in the morning I'd often get up and I'd look out across the ocean. We were up on a bluff overlooking the ocean, and I'd look at the ocean and I'd see a storm coming in from way out at sea, and it would be coming toward the land, and I would watch it come in. It was a wonderful meditation, because the storm would just be moving and moving and moving and moving right toward me. And then I could see the water on the ocean as the rain was dripping down. And then as the water came closer, it came down onto the land. It came down onto all of the houses and all of the people in Corona del Mar. It was a grand and a glorious experience. It was an adventure, and it was a good adventure, because it was all in divine order. It was all a divine pattern of goodness. All of life can be a divine pattern of goodness for us, if we want it to be that way. If we want to look at it and say, wow, this is beautiful. Or if we look at it and say, oh, this is terrible. Think of the ships at sea. Think of this, that, and the other thing. Hey, forget it. The ships at sea intend to be at sea, and they're planned to be at sea, and they're well made and well handled by the crew to conduct themselves in perfect order. And they're used to storms at sea. They're used to these things, just like you and I. We're used to the sun, we're used to the stars, we're used to the moon, we're used to the weather conditions that concern our, in our particular neighborhood, in our particular world, in our particular lifestyle, and we don't think a thing about it. We place it in divine order and say, all is peace, all is wonderful. If the storm comes and we hear that it's supposed to be a terrible storm, we immediately say, all is in divine order. We immediately say, peace. Great storm, peace. And the great storm, by our word, becomes peace, becomes a wonderful, joyful experience. And all that was so terrible, all that was so undesirable, changes into the reality of what it is. It is peace. It's our attitudes that build these storms up into some untoward thing that we are not too happy about. It's our attitude. And when our attitude does these things, and we know, and we think that it's our attitude, then we put another cause in motion, and we say, all is peace. All is divine order. All is in divine order right now. We're in charge of our world. We're in charge of our life. We're in charge of the conditions that go on in our world. And we're in charge of always saying, all is in divine order right now. That's a wonderful phrase to use. It's a powerful phrase to use, and it's a phrase that means a lot to a lot of people, because it fulfills all of the things that are going on in their heart, in your heart, in my heart, in all of our hearts, all of the time. We know, and we live it, and we delight in it. But as we know and live and delight in it, we think the wonderful thoughts that are going to be beneficial to us. We think the good thoughts that are fulfilling to us and that are rewarding to us and that are saying to us, all is in divine order now. This is something that we do because it fulfills our heart. This is something we do because we are the creator of our world. We are the creator of our universe. We are the creator of our lives. We are the creator of our bodies. We are the creator of our experiences. And as the creator of our experiences, we are always thinking in the highest and the best. We are always thinking for us and for everyone in our world, the highest and the best. And we know the highest and the best for us, and we know the highest and the best for everyone, because that is the truth of our nature. That is the truth of who we are. That's the truth of why we are. And it's a wonderful thing to be. That's the name of the game. That's the name of the story. That's the name of everything. You have that opportunity to live in that paradise right now, just as I do. But it's a matter of what is our choice. I choose to live in divine right order now. I choose to live in peace now. I choose to live in the unconditional love that wraps my entire universe in joy, harmony, peace, and magnificence. How about you? I know you do too. I love you. I love you. I love you.